Twins going for a clean sweep in Cleveland. Irvin Santana 5-1 on the road this season, getting some run support early on in the second inning.
Now the 2-1, swung on, lifted in the air, fairly deep left, long run for Jackson. It's over his head, he reaches out, can't make the catch. Ball hits the track, bangs up against the wall, and that'll clear the bases. In with a two-run double is Castro, as Escobar and Rosario both score. Boy, Austin Jackson got burned big time.
Here comes Tomlin's 1-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep right field, way back there, and that ball is gone into the lower stands in right. 3-0 Minnesota leads on Eddie Rosario's 10th home run of the season.
Tomlin's pitch, swung on, hit pretty well, deep right center. Bad angle by Chisenhall. The ball is over his head, goes up against the wall, into third, stopping is... No, now the ball got away from the cutoff man and coming home to score is Rosario, and another mistake by the Indians. Santana finally ready. Here it comes. Strike three called on the outside corner. Fastball got him. 7 strikeouts for Santana. Santana sets at the belt, delivers. Swung on, popped up. Shallow left, out goes Polanco, in comes Rosario, and the left fielder retires Gomes, and we go to the 7th with the Twins still in command of the Indians.
Santana, 6 shutout innings, 7 Ks, he wins number 10 as the Twins blank the Indians 4-0 and pull off their first sweep of at least 3 games in Cleveland since 1991. Here's Indians skipper Terry Francona talking after the loss.
I mean, I don't think this series we were disciplined enough to, you know, you look at the box score today, we probably had the same amount of hits as they did, or close. You know, we couldn't keep a line moving. We just weren't disciplined enough to, you know, they either elevated the fastball a little bit, or in a fastball count, throw something off of the fastball. And so that, you know, we never made them throw something, that, you know, like, because we were, like, undisciplined is the best word. We were certainly able to get our hits, but we never strung anything together.
Not just this series, but do you have any theory why you've had more success on the road when you were so good here at home last year?
This isn't last year. Last year has nothing to do with this year. When we play well, we usually give ourselves a pretty good chance to win. I think we played better baseball on the road.
Terry, when you were talking about, you know, not being disciplined and, you know, the runs in scoring position, can that kind of carry down and guys start thinking about that or pressing?
Well, I don't think that they're going up trying to be undisciplined. I was asked a question about the series.
Right.
I think it can be a little bit of human nature where you're trying to do too much, you know, and then it kind of plays into their hand where, like I said, in the fastball count, they take a little bit off. And Santana's a real good example because he has a real nice feel for, you know, his secondary stuff. And then you either get a rollover or, you know, a pop-up or a weaker fly ball. You know, uncharacteristically, I mean, and it's, he had 3 walks. I don't think he's had 3 walks in a couple of years, which is really amazing. You know, I looked up in the third inning, and I think he had 37 strikes and 34 balls, which is, you don't see that either. So that was hard early. But he reeled it in enough where, you know, you look up later, and he started to throw strikes, and they got one, you know. They may not get the last one if, you know, Lonnie threw the second. We're lined up for home. So he kind of was limiting the damage. I mean, I thought there was a pretty good chance he goes 6 and gives up 3. So, I mean, you know, you guys know him. He competes like nobody's business. But he wasn't commanding today like he typically does.
Jackson hurt himself on the bases there?
Yeah, it's a quad. You know, we got to wait to tomorrow to see how he's doing. It's not a bad, what, you know, there's even some thought that maybe it was like a cramp, but we'll know more tomorrow.
Gomes is hitting
so well in May, it's this month, it's kind of been what we saw in April. What have you seen with that?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately at times when it starts to have a like a tough couple games, it's turned into more than that. And, you know, we've seen, you know, he has the ability to, you know, I mean, he went, you know, that first month where it was really tough. And then he went through that streak where I think his OPS got up to somewhere around 900. And now it's backed off again. And he's, you know, you can tell that he's pressing and, you know, just, you know, it's, you know, we hit him seventh yesterday. We hit him ninth today. It's just, you know, sometimes the, you know, pitchers know that, you know, we're not the only team that scout. You know, they can bob and weave through a batting order a little bit too.
It's kind of frustrating on your part. I mean, there's only so much you can do to kind of help him get out of those situations.
Well, I mean, frustrated. I don't know. I mean, I think it's my job to be supportive. You know, I know Vambo and Q just like kill themselves trying to, you know, and Gomer's a worker. I mean, that's not an issue. So you always kind of fall back on that. You know, he's not going to stop working, which is good. I just think sometimes the game is harder for guys than you want it to be. And, you know, you're dealing with humans and, you know, it's not a machine. And, you know, sometimes you get a little beat up during the game and, you know, it kind of gets the best of you.
Think over that before these last three games, you guys are averaging like 7.5 runs a game. And it can be a little less perplexing when you're so productive.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we're pretty streaky. And, you know, 3 days ago we were hot. That's why when somebody asks me, hey, do you think you turned a corner? I never say, because it's fluid and it's continuing. Now, we'll play again tomorrow and we better be ready because Texas looks like they're really starting to swing it and start to try to get back into that, you know, because they started out so bad, they're playing themselves back into it. So we need to be ready to play.
Josh Tomlin pitched into the sixth, but allowed 4 runs off 9 hits as he fell to 4-9 on the season. Here's Tomlin talking about his performance.
It's disappointing. We have a chance to kind of, you know, take a step forward and spread it out a little bit, and we didn't take advantage of that at all. They came in here and wanted it a little bit more than we did, and they came out with 3 games.
Terry said he felt like your command was a little off early, mm-hmm. but it got better. Why were you feeling?
It was a weird day because there would be innings where it felt really good. And, you know, noticing how kind of aggressive they were against Bauer and Kluber early in the game, it was kind of one of those things, especially early in the count, first pitches and stuff like that, first or second pitches. So I was trying to be a little bit fine on the edges and maybe trying to be too fine early on in the counts. Cost me, you know, 1-0, getting behind in the counts and then kind of getting hitters counts and can kind of sit out of the plate or look for the pitch they want to put to get and put a good swing on it. And just a, you know, poor job of executing some pitches kind of the whole game. But, you know, there would be spurts where I'd kind of find it and it'd feel good. And then there's spurts where it's kind of not nibbling, but just trying to be fine on the edges so that you don't leave the ball in the middle of the plate and guys can take, you know, ambush you early on and change the game. So it was just almost trying to be a little bit too fine, and then it kind of backfired a little bit in some circumstances.
You haven't had 3 walks in a game in like 2 years. Is that kind of an indication of?
Yeah, a little bit. And you don't want to just give in to guys in certain situations and just leave one down the middle of the plate. The 3-0, 3-1, you still want to be on the edges or just off if you think they're going to swing or if they're an aggressive hitter. So I think getting behind early on is what causes those walks. I mean, it's not like you're trying to battle and try to get foul tip here. It was, you know, I was 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-0. And then, you know, not trying to give in to those guys in those situations. And, you know, sometimes that you walk guys, and unfortunately I walked 3 of them. And, you know, it's kind of how it went tonight, today.
Josh, in the past you guys have been sort of just turning the page, whether it's a bad stretch or whatever. how do you go about doing that as you look forward to a series or a big series coming up?
I guess you have to force yourself. I mean, I think we do a pretty good job of that regardless. But, we got there's a good team in Texas coming in. And, if you let these three losses right here against Minnesota affect how you play against Texas, the next thing you know, it's a bad homestand. So, today was today. If we can put today behind us and move forward tomorrow and try to take a series from Texas and win as many games as we can and get back to playing our baseball, defensively pitching, offense, everything. I mean, just our style of baseball. Not trying to do too much, just playing our game and see what happens. I feel like if we do that and stay within ourselves, we should be fine.
Next up, both teams return to action Monday. The Twins visit the Red Sox while the Indians host the Rangers.